BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's all of Thursday's lovely stuff on the Scott Mills Daily. One lucky Radio 1 listener gets to introduce Ollie Murs on stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend with me on Sunday. Real or No Real reveals a startling little-known fact about one of Daft Punk's dads. Chris embarrasses himself in front of the stars of The Hangover. And Innuendo Bingo today with Rihanna off of films using a blowhole and a vuvuzela.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris is looking well suave today.
What do you mean?
The new hair. It's quite Great Gatsby.
I don't know what that means. I haven't actually seen that.
Only because I went to see that last night.
Yeah.
It's very good. But everyone's got that hair. It's the kind of the comb and then the parting.
I see.
Just to one side. As sported by Leonardo DiCaprio in the film as Gatsby.
But you make out that it was planned. I just went to my barbers, my normal barbers.
But have you seen the film, though? Did you take
no,
a picture in of Gatsby and
no,
go,
I
yes,
haven't.
What I want?
Do you know what? And
like I did with Philip Schofield when I was younger.
But do you know what? Everyone in the office today is talking about my hair as if it's some kind of plan. No, it's not. It's, you know, Andy the barber, had
plan,
him all my life.
Plan
it's
for
no,
what?
Well, as in I've gone in, I don't know, maybe for the Big Weekend or something. They're like, oh, Big Weekend hair? It's like, no, it's not. It just needed a haircut.
Yeah, I like that. That's the thing. Big Weekend hair?
Yeah, is that absolutely not.
I wonder how many of our listeners listening now in Derry are having Big Weekend hair.
But it's not. Do you know what I mean?
Hello, if you're having Big Weekend hair right now. Some people were getting their hair done for it, or at least chopped off.
Right.
I'm glad to see that you've done the same.
But everyone's got... Do you know what? Normal barber. There's nothing stylish going on. I need to say this as well, because otherwise my barber will hear this and assume that I'm cheating on him.
Does he listen?
Yeah, he listens.
You have cheated on him before, though.
Shh.
Oh, he knows about it, doesn't he?
Did we admit to me cheat? I cheated once.
Yeah, okay, and why was that?
And he found out.
Yeah, but why was it, though?
Well, because he was off on holiday or something, so instead of waiting, I went to someone else.
Hairdressers hate that.
Yeah.
Like, I used to get my hair cut at one place, and then I walked past it once, because it was on my road, and they could see that I'd had my hair cut and it wasn't there. And
they
actually came out and went, hello, when did you get that cut then?
Seeing someone new.
Yeah, they don't like it. They hate it, hairdressers. It's like cheating on a partner.
Oh, it is.
Really is.
And especially as I went back and he was like, so, who's been doing this then?
All right, so this looks like it's been freshly cut. Okay, Dan from Newcastle is cheating on his hairdresser with someone that actually works in the same salon. Converted because they actually cut it better, but now it's horrendously awkward because they still work there, like maybe next, you know, in the little kind of sink next door, like going, oh right, cool, are you right there, are you?
That's
with
so
the new
awkward.
Hairdresser, are you all right? Yeah, loads of people are also getting Big Weekend hair, like Janine from Derry on the way to the hairdressers right now to get her Big Weekend hair. Also Roisin, who's on the way to the hairdressers in Londonderry for Big Weekend hair right now. Yes, I'm going to this festival, says Rosie, and I'm getting my hair done especially for you, Mills. Well, that's great. I'll make sure that I point it out and notice it, because girls hate it when you don't do that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we explain what's going on today with the Innuendo Bingo sheets, the plastic sheeting
that we
use?
That's what's good.
It's like we've built a TV set.
Hmm.
What's going on?
From what I understand, Rihanna of movies has insisted that she cannot get wet.
Don't talk about it like she's not here. She's in the building.
She is here, but I wasn't sure if...
My love.
Anyway, what's happened? She's insisted that she doesn't want to get wet. So what we've had to do is make a massive screen between me and her when we're going to be sitting down. Then
like a blowhole.
Then a blowhole, for want of a better word, has been put in this wall, which she will then, from what I understand, put a vuvuzela... will stick out from that wall and she will be on one end of it spitting water via the vuvuzela, which will then go over me through the blowhole.
I like it because it's different and new.
I like it.
Yeah.
Whoever's thought this up is weird.
It's a genius.
But to be fair, the blowhole idea in the wall is a good one.
You want to watch this today. Also, Chris, now he's put his 50s jacket on, does look like he's in that one when they go... You know when they go back in Back to the Future?
Look. You do. Mm. You actually do.
Martin McFly.
And with the hair as well.
Oh, not you as well.
Because of the hair.
Yeah.
So go online. You can watch this in a minute. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Even on your mobile, you can watch it. Or if you're revising at the moment, you just want a little revision break, this could be it for you. Innuendo Bingo. Get it on your laptop, computer, on your mobile. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're going to turn the cameras on after the next song, and you'll be able to see our elaborately built set just for Rihanna, who doesn't want to get wet today. Right, where are you going tonight?
I've got a little date with my mum and dad. We're going out for dinner.
All right.
Yeah.
So that means you can't get wet.
And that's why we've put a massive sheet up.
Yeah.
Because you're having dinner with your mum.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. I've met her. I've met your mum, though.
She loves you.
I love her also.
Is she coming in later?
Is she?
Hi.
Oh, I want to say hello. I want a special hug. Okay, let's play Daft Punk and Pharrell. And then a vuvuzela, a blowhole. It's all happening on Innuendo Bingo. This is bizarre today. Can we put the cameras on, please? Let's put the cameras on. So there's a kind of plastic wall between Rihanna off of films and Chris today playing Innuendo Bingo. Because Rihanna's got a dinner with her mum later. Mrs. Dillon's coming in. So, are you right there, Chris?
Yeah. So a small hole has been cut through the sheet, which is acting as a wall between me and Rihanna.
And what a glorious hole it is.
And, yes, and there's a vuvuzela poking through.
You need to see this.
Mouth around one end,
me really
on the
need
other.
To see this. Go online now to bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's really hard to describe this, but it looks really weird.
Yeah.
It's like Rihanna's trying to hide.
Hello. I can see you.
We've got Connor in Essex, who's watching for the first time, wearing his Cut Out and Keep Claire Off Reception mask.
Yes.
Hello, darling. Still available from the Radio 1 website for the big weekend, if anyone wants one. Look, I'm showing it to the camera now. Have you seen these, Rihanna?
Show me.
Get involved.
Nice.
Hello, darling.
Oh, I love Claire.
I know. There we are. So you get that from the website. Also, Bethany in Belfast says, I've been revising all morning, so I think I really deserve this revision break. Make it a good one. Oh, well. And Seuss in Stroud says, I'm watching. Just had my last exam, so this is kind of like a celebration for me. Okay, let's do it.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45.
It is.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
If you're watching on the Radio 1 website now, you'll notice a slight change to today's Innuendo Bingo. There's a woman...
Sorry?
No, I mean,
it's weird, because when I look through the vuvuzela,
you can see her
I
lips.
Can see her mouth.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, Rihanna's behind a plastic kind of wall with a vuvuzela poking out, and she's hoping that this is going to be fine to play Innuendo Bingo. Chris is just going to have to take it in the face.
Yes. This is the best day ever.
I know. Okay, so let us know if you're watching today. Maybe it's your first time. 81199. Right, have you got your waters there?
Yeah. So
Chris, you need to pour it into my vuvuzela.
Yes, so what I'll do is I'll top you up now and take some myself.
Okay.
This is so weird.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
Stop.
No,
don't.
Tip it up.
Sorry.
Tip it up.
Hang on. Okay, so Chris is now putting water into the end of the vuvuzela. We're about ready.
Mm-hmm.
This could be brilliant. Okay. Ready, everyone?
Mm.
Got your waters there?
Mm-hmm.
Well done to Mike for sending this one in, first of all. A very forward question here from Kirsty Allsop on location, location, location.
Wood.
Nice. Do you like the wood?
Yeah, I love wood pun.
Well, you see, I love the wood.
Ah!
This is very weird.
Did anything happen?
Yeah, it sort of went out over my legs.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to top you up?
Yes, please.
I love the wood.
Thank you, Kirsty.
Is that coming down on you?
Right. Mm. That's right. Keep it up in the air, Rihanna. Okay. This looks really weird on the website. What's she doing? Okay, over to B Traits now. The DJ B Traits and her recent trip to Canada wasn't all it she hoped it would be.
Didn't get to see that many animals, though. Every time I'm in Canada, I usually see a bear. Actually, I got to see loads of deer on the road. Lots of Canadian animals. No beavers, though.
Sort of dribbles out over me, doesn't it?
I get really scared.
No beavers, though.
I expected the noises to be slightly different. More vuvuzela.
What, like...
Yes.
I expected that every time. Shall I top you up?
Yeah, I'm really confused about how this works.
Come on in.
Gemma from Southampton is watching for the first time. Okay. I'm already laughing at the plastic layout, says David. What are you doing?
Just topping her up.
Okay. Over to Linda Bellingham now. This is spotted by...
What? I'm so wet!
What happened?
She got me in the face.
Did you get blowback?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have looked.
It's a very weird thing, because all I can see is this thing in my face poking through the wall, and I can't...
Top her up.
I actually can't see where
top,
face.
Top her end up.
Go.
So weird. Okay, Linda Bellingham now on Country House Sunday, being shown around a dusty old library.
Okay, so let's get down to the nitty gritty then.
This is an example of a very dirty book that we have to show you.
I was very surprised to learn what you use to unfold the pages of a dirty book.
These have been folded over, so we use a boner called a boner to flatten that out.
Stop. This bingo is flawed by the fact that this vuvuzela just keeps poking out in my face. Like,
you can't push it though, because it just goes right back into my mouth.
You're pushing it into my face.
Well, sorry, but...
These have been folded over, so we use a boner.
I'm going to watch Country House Sunday next Sunday. It sounds like you learn a lot. Okay, ready? Dan and Caroline found that one for us. Philip Schofield here certainly seemed to have the crowd in the palm of his hand at this year's British Soap Awards.
Don't we all love a Viennese finger?
I don't think we'll be doing this anymore.
Are you okay, Chris?
It's just weird.
Are you okay, Rihanna?
Are you wet?
Yeah, quite wet. Lower half.
Don't we all love a Viennese finger?
Okay. Let's move on.
This is flawed, because I've got myself wet by dribbling back on myself.
Yeah. You might as well have just not had the sheet there and just sprayed each other.
Can you chop me up, please?
Yeah. This is what Rihanna insisted on.
I know, diva. Diva. I knew that was going to happen. Yeah. I was just waiting for it. Straight in the face.
I can't even see when I do it, though. I'm missing out on the best comedy.
We can.
Moments.
Get on the Radio 1 website now.
Sorry, more, please.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Here's some top advice from the Hairy Bikers.
Here's a go.
That's gorgeous.
You want a grease inside of your ring.
Right.
It's very weird.
You learn a lot on TV nowadays.
Okay. Let's stay in the kitchen. And another chef. Pop her up. And this chef... Water, please.
Yeah.
This chef also giving out advice, this time on BBC Radio WM.
When you're in the kitchen by yourself, never be afraid to play with yourself and keep yourself busy, OK?
We're on fire? Oh, well held. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. Over to Life on Earth now. Life on Earth, and a classic from David Attenborough.
This is the greatest gash that exists on the surface of the Earth. From the rim to the river at the bottom is a vertical mile.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. More, please. More water.
Oh, you need some as well, isn't it? It's quite a lot of work in this.
My arm's really aching.
Yeah.
Fill her up. I think filling her up is the funniest bit today. Okay. Here we go.
I've given her a cup.
Over to Radio 4 now. And a revelation here about the PM.
We feel that David Cameron, for some reason or other, wishes to ram it through
Okay. More waters. Ready? Let's go over to World's Weirdest Weather on Channel 4. What a show. And the Australians really do like their extreme sports, as you're about to hear.
But riding the morning glory is not for the faint-hearted.
You're not supposed to, you're literally just pouring over me. Through your vuvuzela. What is going on?
Okay.
Oh dear.
This right. Isn't quite what I envisaged.
No, me neither.
It's really weird.
It's kind of weird.
It's like I'm trying to spit at you, but I can't get to you.
It's brilliant!
Okay.
Slightly flawed.
More water, please. Mm-hmm. Hello, if you're watching on the Radio 1 website at the moment, hope you're enjoying
more
it.
More water, please. Yeah.
The morning glory is cloud formation, apparently. Mm-hmm. Just in case you wanted to know. Okay, is she full up? Mm-hmm. Have you filled her up? Mm-hmm. Okay. Danny in Newport's been on. He was listening to Test Match Special, and I think Jonathan Agnew wishes he was still playing the game.
That's a sore one. That's one of those medals that you show off with pride in the showers later.
She fine?
Are you fine?
I can't see. She fine?
I think she's fine. Fine. Thank you. Okay. A couple more for you.
Okay. Top her up. Mm.
Fill her up. This is so weird. Yes, exactly right. Tom says, why does Chris look like he's from 1955 Hill Valley off of Back to the Future? Same look. Marty McFly. Okay, here we go. Over to Bargain Hunt now. It's amazing what stands out on that show.
You don't decide right now, you decide later, but for the benefit of the viewers at home, let's find out what the auctioneer thinks about Kathleen's little name.
What? Going on? We haven't even got to it.
It just started to dribble out and it made me laugh.
Okay.
Go on, top yourself up.
Right. Go. Let's try that one again. Okay, she's topped up. Let's try that one again. What are you doing, Rihanna? Why are you laughing?
What are you doing?
What? Hello?
It's like she can't take it. Am I giving her too much?
No. I don't know. Is this blowback?
I gave her a cup.
I don't know. What are you doing?
Am I giving you too much?
I don't know.
I'll give you less.
Do we need to abort this?
No.
Right, should we abort the vuvuz? Okay, no. We've got two more. Right, come on. Over to Bargain Hunt.
Yeah.
Come on, Chris.
Yeah.
Water.
But for the benefit of the viewers at home, let's find out what the auctioneer thinks about Catherine's little nibs.
Oh, dear.
Catherine's little nibs.
One more.
Okay. Ready?
I don't know how much time you can take.
Top her up. Top her up.
I'm going to give you a cup. No! Brianna. Come on then. Ready? Crack on.
Come on. Over to the Today programme on Radio 4.
3 minutes to seven. Philip Avery with the weather.
I'm slightly concerned about tit obesity in the South East.
Aren't we all?
That was a lovely idea. Lovely idea. Slightly flawed. That was today's Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for watching online. Thank you for listening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I've got to say hello to Siobhan, who took masks of me and you and Claire off reception into school today.
No way.
Yeah, and got some strange looks from people that obviously don't listen to the show. If you want those masks, maybe you want to cut out and keep them for the big weekend. Maybe wear them. You could be Claire on reception. Like having a bit of a rave to Calvin Harris on Friday
weirdly,
night.
Yeah, weirdly, that seems to be the most popular one.
Hello, darling. I've got mine here now.
Hello, darling.
No one knows who Clara Perception is. She's a Radio 1 legend, but obviously you lot don't know who she is. But now you can, with this cut-out-and-keep handy face mask.
The weird thing is, people who are downloading this must seem to have got her personality spot on.
Like, hashtag Team Claire?
Yeah, I've had so many tweets from people saying, hello, darling.
Hello, darling. And they just want to see, like, on BBC Three on Saturday night, I want to see a sea of Claire off reception masks just going crazy to Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
So I'm heading out on a flight to Belfast tomorrow night, so I think I'd better apologise in advance to the poor person who sat in front of me on the plane.
Yes, because I'm going at a different time to you tomorrow night, so I won't be there to apologise for you.
I think I've come to the conclusion that I'm generally offensive in public places.
Mm.
Last night I was at the cinema, got some popcorn. Now, most people would be able to kind of, you know, maybe spill a little bit down themselves, but generally brush it off and it's all fine. They're a very, very small amount of mess. Not Scott Spills. Seriously, it's all around me there. It's in the popcorn, it's in the aisle. There's popcorn on the seat. There's popcorn on the person next to me. It's like a three-year-old child has been in there and has gone, blah, yeah, with loads of popcorn. And I don't mean to do it, but it's such a mess.
I can tell what you're like with popcorn. I've never actually been to the city. It's another one of those situations. You know how we once said we've never been in water together, but then we worked out we have been, actually.
Yeah, tick that off.
But I've never been to the cinema with you.
No, we haven't.
But I imagine you to be one of those who's really aggressive with the popcorn. You know, like, not delicate or anything. It's like proper, like, woof,
yeah,
noise, mess.
I don't mean to be rude. I'm not being rude. I'm just not very good at social situations.
Yeah.
And also, I got told off for rustling last night because I was too loud with the rustle.
Yeah.
Like, in my bag.
You're a shaker.
Shh, I'm definitely a shaker. So I'd like to apologise to the person in front of me. I just don't seem to have enough room with the legs, and then I put my feet up on it, and then they go, do you mind? Mm. So sorry if that's you tomorrow sat in front of me. I had a really good chat with Naughty Boy yesterday, who is pretty much going to be number one this weekend with La La La, which we're going to play next. Like, his story is like something out of a film.
You text me saying that you were inspired after meeting him.
I kind of am. So he met up with, well, no, he was friends already with, like, people like Wretch and Tiny Temper and Tinchy Strider and Chipmunk and Wiley, all around kind of 2006, before any of them have really done anything big at all. Mm. So they're all friends. They don't know that they're going to be pretty much like the most exciting people in British music in, what, 2-3 years from then. Then he met Emily Sandé, and then they recorded that whole album, her album, in his shed, which he had paid for with the £44,000 that he had won on Deal or No Deal. How mad is that?
It is incredible. And it's incredible that he's taken that money, which is a lot of money, has to be said, but gone and put it into one thing.
Yeah. So he just basically built a shed in his parents' back garden, and then all produced those people kind of blew up really big.
Okay. And we say that Naughty Boy had a hand in all those people sort of...
Well, they're all mates, and now they're all kind of doing it and are really, really big.
So
but they weren't
does
at the time.
Position Noel Edmonds or the banker?
Well, no, exactly. I asked him yesterday if Noel Edmonds was solely responsible for this blow up and exciting British R&B music, and he said, "Well, yes, he is."
Amazing.
I know. It's all Noel's fault. Thanks, Noel.
Radio 1's Big Weekend 2013, Derry, Londonderry.
As soon as I told you to call, literally so many people have been waiting by that phone, waiting for us to say it all day, just panicked and went, ring! So I'm sorry if you didn't get through, but there was a big surge. So you could be on the main stage introducing Ollie Murs with me this Sunday at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Derry, Londonderry. We're going to give one lucky person this chance to go on stage at the event this Sunday. Three callers on the line. First of all, it's Orla. Hi, Orla.
Hi, Scott. Woo!
Yeah. Where are you? Where are you, please?
In Derry.
In Derry. Is that you? Okay. Everyone getting very excited for Big Weekend?
Oh, we can't wait. It's going to be brilliant.
Is there a big buzz around the city?
Massive buzz. Everyone's so excited. The tickets are like the golden ticket out of Willy Wonka. Everyone wants one.
I remember when I went to Derry before and literally everybody was talking about it. You couldn't hear any conversation without it mentioning Radio 1.
No, that's all anyone's thinking about at the moment. And everyone at home have a ticket, wants a ticket. So your lines are probably jammed up with loads of people from Derry.
Yes, they are. how much do you love Ollie?
Oh, I love Ollie Murs. He's brilliant. I've loved him ever since the X Factor, and I just think it'd be amazing to introduce him in my hometown.
And we get to skip on stage together, maybe.
Oh, amazing. We can skip it together. It'd be brilliant.
Okay. All the best of luck. Jordan!
Yep.
Yep. Where are you?
I'm from Ballymoney.
Okay. Big fan of Ollie Murs?
Yeah, real big fan.
But best song by Ollie Murs?
My Heart Skips a Beat.
Is a good one, yes. And would you be scared of going on that big stage?
No, not at all.
Have you done it before?
Yeah, I'm a magician.
You're a magician?
Yeah.
Sure.
Are you planning on doing a magic trick if you win this on stage?
Oh, mate, who knows, who knows?
Maybe you could pull him out of a hat.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? That'd be an entrance.
All right, OK, well, best of luck, Jordan. And Lily, hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hiya, where are you?
I'm in Nottingham.
OK, so how about if we flew you and a friend over to Northern Ireland this weekend? You get passes for all 3 days, and then me and you get up on stage together and introduce Ollie Murs on Sunday. How would that be?
That would be amazing.
Pretty good, wouldn't it? Would you like that?
Amazing. Definitely.
Okay, listen up. This is what's going to happen now. Everyone listen carefully. We sent Ollie a list of random questions, and he sent back the answers. So your job, using your best fan knowledge, is to guess what answers Ollie gave. So you've got to guess. They are multiple choice, so you still have a chance if you're not sure. Once you get an answer wrong, however, you are out. Everyone following this so far?
Yeah.
Jordan?
Yeah.
The only chance you have of staying in is if your opponents also get their question wrong. Then you'll all go back in the game. You'll go back through to the next round. All clear?
Clear, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There's a maximum of 5 rounds. If we still don't have a winner by then, we'll go to a tie-break situation, which we already asked the answer to off-air. Everyone clear on that?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Let's play.
Round one.
Orla first.
Yep.
What is Ollie's favourite sport to play?
A.
Cricket.
B.
Rugby.
C.
Football. I need your answer.
Football, Scott.
You're saying football.
Yes, it's C. Football.
Yes. Well done, Orla. You've answered your question right. Well done. OK. Next, it's Jordan. Ready, yeah. Jordan?
Yeah, go ahead.
How many pairs of trainers does Ollie own?
A.
0.
B.
1.
C.
10. What's your answer?
I'm going to go... C?
You're saying C?
Yeah.
You're wrong. It's B. Oh. One pair of Vans.
He's only got one pair of Vans. Sorry, Jordan, you're out the game. I'm so, so sorry. Okay, let's go to Lily. Hey, Lily.
Hi.
It's a stress, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, God. Okay, so if you get this wrong, Orla wins a chance to come and see Ollie and the big weekend this weekend, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. If Ollie could kiss any celeb, who would it be?
A.
Mila Kunis.
B.
Taylor Swift.
C.
Megan Fox. What's your answer?
A. Mila Kunis.
You think it's A. Mila Kunis?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, God.
Yes, it is A. Mila Kunis.
Whoa! Okay, so Orla and Lily are both through to the next round. Here we go.
Round two.
Start again. Round two. Orla to start. Hi.
Hi, Scott. Oh, stressful.
I know. What is Ollie's favourite ever film?
A.
Man on Fire.
B.
Charlie's Angels.
C.
Twilight. What's your answer?
Man on Fire, A.
Is that a guess?
Yeah. Yes.
I would never know the answer to this.
Oh, gosh.
I've never heard of Man on Fire.
I've never even heard of that film.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe I'll watch that at some point. Okay.
Yes, it is A, Man on Fire.
Wow. Was that a total guess?
Well, I kind of thought out of all of those, the Man on Fire would be his favourite, so...
Okay.
You know him well.
Educated, yes.
Very good. So you're both still in the game. Lily.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Now, once again, if you get this wrong, all are wins.
Yeah.
What is the last thing Ollie does before going to bed?
A.
Check Twitter.
B.
Have a wee.
C.
Brush his teeth. What's your answer?
C.
Why?
I don't know, it just seems logical.
So, yeah, not have a wee or check Twitter, but brush his teeth.
Yeah.
It's the absolute last thing Ollie does before going to bed. It's like you've got a camera in there. Are you sticking with C, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, it's C. I like to brush my teeth.
Wow! Well done, Lily! Well done, Lily. Oh. I know.
This is so tense.
I know. Okay, which means we are now at...
Round three.
Orla, back to you.
Okay.
What is the last box set that Ollie Murs bought?
A.
Game of Thrones.
B.
Doctor Who.
C.
Homeland. Go.
C. Homeland.
Are you aware that he likes that show, or is this just a guess?
I love Homeland, so I hope that he loves Homeland too.
Okay. So, you're saying the last box set he got was Homeland.
Oh, please, God.
Oh. Yes, it's C. Homeland Season 2.
Oh! Whoa! Wow. Listen to that relief.
Oh, my God, I'm so stressed.
I know. I'm so sorry to put you through this, but it's a good prize.
Oh, no.
Okay, Lily.
Yeah.
We're in that same situation again, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. We asked Ollie, what does he first notice in a girl? So what does he notice first in a girl?
A.
Their eyes.
B.
Their bum.
C.
Their boobs. Answer, please.
B, their bum.
You're saying B, their bum. The first thing that Ollie Murs notices in a girl.
Yeah, I think so.
You're wrong. It is A, their eyes.
Oh,
love a good pair of eyes.
No! I'm so sorry, Lily.
It's okay.
But Orla... Hello?
Hello?
You're coming to Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
And...
Brilliant. I'm so excited.
Me and you are going to go on stage. We have a little walk up onto that massive stage on Sunday.
My God.
And we are going to introduce Ollie Murs together. Is that good with you?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
And
oh my God, brilliant.
The brilliant news is you get to go from tomorrow as well, so Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Amazing.
Then we'll meet up on the Sunday afternoon and introduce Ollie, all right?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Nice to speak to you. Well done.
You too. Take care.
So earlier, this is big news. Earlier, the stars of The Hangover were at Radio 1. I mean, this is incredible. So after 5 o'clock today, you'll hear this with Greg James, Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms and Zach Snuffleupagus.
Yes. I can never get it right either.
Zachalakalus.
But, however you want to
Sakanaki.
Pronounce it, legends.
That's right. And there is the most cringe video that we've done for a while, and let's face it, listeners, we do quite a lot, of Chris in the studio here earlier as they walked past and he is bowing down to all three of them like they're some kind of gods.
I didn't know what to do because basically they walked past. I could see them come in, and all I could start doing, I just kind of, I gave my phone to Chris, and my original, like Chris who works on our show, I gave my phone to him to basically, in case I ran out and took a picture, I just wanted to be ready.
Mm.
But all that I ended up doing was panicking when I saw them, and I just started like bowing.
But you stayed in here, and they were the other side of the glass.
I know, because my original theory was, you know, sort of break out and go meet them, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Is it because they're such legends that you'd scared of meeting them? In case they're not what you expect, or they're not as cool as you expected.
Yeah. So all I ended up doing was sort of just like bowing down.
Yeah.
And doing that. I mean, how would you describe it? The sort of two
just,
hands.
Yeah, just literally bowing to in their presence.
Yes.
So Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms and Zach walk past, and then there's that, they see him doing it, and there's an awkward kind of, oh God, fanboy.
Yeah.
That's the look they've got on their faces.
Well, and you weren't impressed either. You sort of covered your face with a mask.
I covered my face with the mask of Claire off reception, actually, yeah. Which yeah. I've had laminated. If you want to see it, are we going to put this on the Radio 1?
It's going up on the Radio 1 Facebook right now.
Radio 1 Facebook, and we'll get it on Twitter as well. That awkward moment when three stars of The Hangover walk by, and then you start to act like a bit of an idiot.
I don't think it was acting like an idiot. I think I reacted well.
I suppose for lads, they're the ultimate lads.
They're amazing. I cannot wait till later to hear the interview.
Even though it's just a film. Like, they're not actually...
Oh, they're so cool.
They're not actually like that in real life. They're playing characters.
Well, yeah. I suppose you're right, but they still, I look at them think, legends.
So that's going to be good. Greg James this afternoon with the stars of The Hangover. The video... Oh, no, it's worse than I thought. Look at you bowing down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another band performing at Radio 1's Big Weekend. Dan and Phil off the internet and my friend Chris here are going to be backstage doing loads of videos, which you'll be able to see over the weekend on the Radio 1 website. Loads of access. And also next week on the show, we'll be playing them out as well. Going to meet We Are The Ocean?
Yeah.
What are you going to say to them?
I don't know yet. I'll figure it out. But the thing is, I can see how your mind's wearing here because I don't want to say...
I'd quite like you to do some prep for this.
Yeah, 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 I am. But the thing is, you also say you don't want me to embarrass you.
No, not at all.
Well, exactly. So leave me to it and I'll come back with what I come back with.
Can I not be there, like, just to watch what goes on?
Trust me.
But I don't. That's the problem.
Trust me. It's fine. It'll be good.
Okay. Well, hopefully Dan and Phil will have some kind of sense. So that is this weekend. Radio 1's Big Weekend. And they are doing loads of videos as well, which we can all enjoy and probably cringe at like we did with the Hangover one on Monday morning. So Greg James is here to play today's Real or No Real. Hiya. Yeah.
Hiya.
You're okay?
Yeah, good.
Big Weekend's coming.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
Oh, that video is so cringe.
Do you like it?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I told you. He's making videos all weekend at Big Weekend. It's going to be this and worse.
He texted it to me just before the show, before your show started. He was so proud of it. He went, oh, look at this.
Oh, God, I'm so cringe.
We're talking about the one on the Radio on Facebook at the moment, which is when the three stars of The Hangover walk past the studio here, and he's doing that...
Just bow down.
Bow down.
Bradley Cooper wasn't interested.
No.
But, to be fair to you, Ed Helms gave you a thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Zach sort of did a wave.
He was like, hey.
Really good.
But awful. On the Radio 1 Facebook now, I just couldn't watch. I had to put my Claire from reception mask onto my face.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. Okay, it's real or no real? So, what are you saying about this lovely lot of facts? Are they real or no real?
Pete Doherty from The Libertines and Macaulay Culkin from the Home Alone films are housemates.
Oh my God, can you imagine that?
Right.
Pete Doherty?
I thought it was Doherty, but...
You can say either.
Right.
Pete Doherty.
They're housemates, are they, potentially?
Well, yes.
That's going to lead to trouble.
I heard a rumour about this.
What rumour?
I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
But they're living together in Paris.
Oh, my God.
What, like lovers?
No. It is possible to live with a bloke and not be romantic.
Not in Paris.
Yes, it is.
Not everyone's getting off with each other in Paris all the time.
Just because it's gay Paris.
There's something not right about that. I'm saying there's something weird going on.
Look, what they do behind their own closed doors is nothing to do with us.
Right. That's
who are we to judge?
What happens in Paris.
That's right.
but are they housemates? I mean, you would think that they wouldn't need to flat share. as such.
Why?
It makes me sad if it's true.
Yeah, me too.
He was such an innocent little chap, wasn't he?
Makes me feel sad inside.
In Duncan's toy chest.
Who?
Macaulay Culkin.
Not Pete Doherty. Doherty.
Doherty?
No, so walking around New York City, going down little slides outside his house.
Pete Doherty is posh, but I think poor.
It's an amazing quote.
Is he?
Oh, spent all his money elsewhere, hasn't he?
He's old money.
Yeah. I don't think he's got much left.
Well, I think I've heard this rumour. I believe it to be real.
Right.
Oh, my God. Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have to go real then, yeah.
Copycat.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to think about that.
They are. He needs to have a shave as well, doesn't he?
Macaulay's looking well. Isn't he?
Yeah.
Wow, how old is he now? Like 50?
Headline.
He looks 70.
They're calling it Hom Alone.
Hom Alone?
Hom Alone. No, he's in Paris.
Oh, I see.
He's French for man.
You mean Om.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not...
No.
He's French for man.
To be honest with you, Chris, it works better written down.
It does.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones.
Hom Alone. He was in... Right, think about it. Let's just stop and think. Macaulay Culkin was engaged to Mila Kunis.
No real.
That was real.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
For ages.
How's he done that?
For ages.
Chris, you are the world's biggest Mila Kunis fan. How did you not know this?
I'm not. Well...
Like, for a long time, they were engaged.
Really?
Yes.
And then she got really pretty and rich.
Mm. Well, she was always pretty, I think.
So she no-dealt at quite a late stage, did she?
She did what?
No-dealed.
Yeah. 8 years they were together. 8 years.
Engaged.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Anyway, because of Pete.
Yeah. Pete Doherty and Macaulay Culkin bumped into each other in Paris a couple of years ago and just they decided it just made sense.
Mates, yeah.
Both famous, innit? And here's your next one.
On the social networking site Foursquare, Will.i.am is the mayor of Elstree Studios.
Geek.
Does this stuff still happen?
What?
Are you aware of Mayor of Foursquare?
Is that the thing where you check in where you are?
Yeah, it's...
And you become the mayor of... Yeah. Like, one of my friends from Southampton was always the mayor of the local swimming baths, because he used to go there every night.
But can you go in there and demand to do stuff because you're the mayor?
No, it's just
online.
This
thing doesn't really mean anything, doesn't it?
No, pointless. Does anyone actually use Foursquare?
I don't. I don't know what it... I don't quite understand how... Can anyone be the mayor?
Well, yeah, but surely no one cares if you're mayor of anywhere.
I'm mayor of Starbucks.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Who's the mayor of Radio 1?
I'm the Lord. but not the mayor. I probably am the mayor. I've been here long enough.
The Hom.
Oh, yay.
The Hom of Radio 1.
I'm definitely Lom.
Lom.
Hang on. Will.i.am, the mayor of Elstree on Foursquare.
The mayor of Elstree.
Yeah, he's always playing on his phone, isn't
probably
it?
Because...
Real.
That's where they do the voice, isn't it? That's where they film it.
Yeah.
So that's what... Oh, how lame is that? That show must be so boring to work on. He's on his phone all the time. He's going, well, I'm nearly the mayor. That's dope.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
the person who made that up is even sadder than the person. Yeah.
Plates on Foursquare.
Next.
Rugby player Ben Foden proposed to Una Healy from the Saturdays by climbing to the top of Mount Brandon in Ireland and getting a hawk to fly the ring to her in its mouth.
In Una's mouth? What? That's impressive.
The hawk.
Yeah, she was on top of a hawk with a ring in her mouth.
Oh, no, I thought the hawk flew the ring to her mouth.
Yeah, catch this, my darling.
It was just on the hawk's beak.
Of course, Ben Foden, not to be confused with Ben Fogel.
Off of Castaway.
Yes.
And now various explorations. Yes.
Various tea adverts.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're not engaged, are they?
Ben Fogel lives next door to Fern Cotton. Do you know that?
Really?
No.
Celebrity row.
What? So when we go around there for Fern's annual Christmas party, we could nip round to Fogel's if we wanted to.
Yeah, for tea.
If he's not exploring.
Actually, I think one of Little Mix lives on that road as well.
Really?
It's like Celebrity Row.
I should move in.
That's like the Beverly Hills.
You should move in. I don't think you'd be welcome.
No.
What, imagine that in the neighbourhood watch meeting. Get him out.
Okay, then. So when we're this grand proposal from Ben Foden,
Fogel by a hawk
to Una's mouth.
Foden, Bowden. What is it?
Was Una's mouth involved?
Ben Bogle.
That's him. Bogle.
Did I make
Una
up the Bogle. Was the Una's mouth thing in the fact? Right, shall I just play it again?
Yeah, I can't remember it.
Right.
Rugby player Ben Foden proposed to Una Healy from the Saturdays by climbing to the top of Mount Brandon in Ireland and getting a hawk to fly the ring to her in its mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, in the hawk's mouth, yes. Not Una's.
I think that's probably real. It's
very romantic, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's a lot of effort, though, isn't it?
Too much. Too complex. No real.
Just put it in a Kinder egg.
That one is no real.
Didn't even
no
happen.
Real.
Didn't
it
even
was...
happen.
Oh.
And next.
Thomas Bangalter from Daft Punk inherited his love of disco from his father, who was the writer of the 1979 classic D.I.S.C.O.
Wow.
Surely too obvious.
I don't even
know. The song's actually called Disco. Let's remind ourselves.
This is on.
Tune.
A fun night to get lucky.
Same.
It is, yeah.
It's the same.
It's okay. Exactly the same.
Right. Well, then that would explain a lot, wouldn't it, if that was true?
So,
following the father's footsteps.
Thomas off of Daft Punk's dad wrote D-I-S-C-O. Off the 70s.
D-I-S-C-O.
Same.
Yeah, go on then. I'm going to say real.
I think that's also real.
Really? So he wrote D-I-S-E-O by Ottawan.
Yes.
That one is real.
Yeah. Whoa! No way!
Wow!
That's a brilliant
Huge.
Fact. That's a big fact.
Great fact.
And at the end of that, amusing round of real or no real.
I scored 30, Greg scored 20.
Oh.
Poo.
Good one, though.
Poo.
I'll see you at Big Weekend, then.
Yes.
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, you're opening the... Well,
not,
we have had all this
on
air. You're
physically opening them, are
You're
you?
Not opening them, but you'll be standing there as someone burlier than you opens the gate to Big Weekend.
I've been given the padlock code.
That's
so
right.
I'll be opening the padlock.
3 o'clock tomorrow. See you then. Tomorrow, we're calling some more of those numbers that you've got in your phone. You've saved them, but you have no idea who they are. Fish Pie Sues, tomorrow on the show between 1 and 4. If you can't join us live, get the podcast.